Call to order special meeting of Newcastle County Council, March 24th, 2015, 6 p.m. Please stand with me. Pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Going to welcome everyone. I'm going to ask the co-chairs of land use. Before you go, we call the roll. But we will have Councilmember Retta, Councilmember Tackett to escort the county executive into the chambers. We have a roll call now.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Bullock?
Here.
Mr. Cartier?
Here.
Ms. Diller?
Here.
Mr. Hollins?
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Retta?
Here.
Mr. Shelton?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 present.
Thank you. Councilmember Tackett? Councilmember Retta? Thank you.
Looking sharp, man. She's standing too.
Ladies and gentlemen, our county executive.
Mr. President.
Executive, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
You're for the chair.
Welcome. I want to welcome the county executive to the chambers. I want to acknowledge several elected officials. Mr. Theo Gregory, President of City Council. Representative Charles Potter. Recorder of Deeds, Michael Kowalski. Former State Treasurer, Beto Powell. Ken Bolden, Clerk of the Peace. Hugo Poppity, Registered Whip. Sheriff Trinidad Navarro. Senator Margaret Rose Mitchell. If I missed anyone, I apologize. Hear ye now, County Executive. Give them a big hand.
Thank you. Due to technical difficulty, we only have one viewfinder here today. But I particularly, I see our law officers here, and very proud of Ken Bolden's recovery, and he looks like 100%. It's good seeing you, Ken. Now, the bad news is, I know after doing this 11 times, 15 minutes, 20 minutes was a good time, but it's probably going to be about 35 minutes if I read quick. Because everybody, we couldn't condense anymore, everybody has a lot of things to tell you what they've done with your money over the past year. So let me start by saying thank you, Mr. President Bullock, President Pro Tem Hollins, members of our County Council, all the wonderful elected officials that are here today, members of my cabinet, people of Newcastle County, as well as the county employees. Thank you for the opportunity to present our fiscal 2016 budget and deliver my message, include reasons for the requested appropriations. David Grimaldi, as I take a second to introduce my... We've got to get the prompter slowed down a bit. introduce my executive staff. David Grimaldi, Chief Administrative Officer. He has the general... He has the general supervision over the executive, administrative, and operational departments of the county. And he's responsible for preparing the annual budget, the capital budget, as well as the capital program, supervises and executes the budget. I have also with me from my staff, Samuel Guy, Deputy Chief Administrative Officer. Sam. And I have Chief of Staff Jim McDonald's here somewhere. Now, we thought this year we would recognize it's 87% of the county is unionized, and we actually work through a great relationship with the presidents of our many unions. And we have here tonight Mike Zelensky from the Internal Order Police. Mike, all right, somewhere. We have Kenny Dunn, 3911. We have John Spencer, not here tonight, represented by Stephen Kleinfelder. Representing 39, we have Chris Setzler from 1607. Joe Cochran from 3109. And we have President of the State Lodge here tonight, Fred Calhoun. Okay, I'm about shortly to present the budget of 2016. It's a budget that can best be described as prudent. I would like to thank Mike Coop, who is back from the doctors. Mike, where are you at? At a doctor's appointment today, council is fully aware. He was missing when we sent the police out to get him. And together, working with the hard workers safe in DeKalb County, we slowly but surely are trying to improve the economic future of New Castle County. This is my 11th budget address before council. It's also the 11th time that I've stood here and offered a budget without a tax increase. For these 11 years, I've been honored to have led a hardworking and dedicated workforce and to have worked with and continue the model of Citizens First, county employees who serve the citizens with excellence, and I thank them. Today I am proposing in the FY 2016 operating overall budget of approximately, I don't know how you said approximately, but it's $256 million budget. The budget request is 0.24 above the approved 215 budget. The budget also reflects a 1.1 reduction in a general operating budget. It is important to note, this is the only five times in history that the county government has actually shrunk, and I've been involved in at least two of them. I'm recommending, go ahead, clap. You can actually clap as much as you want. I'd make it longer. But I really don't get to see my friends very much because I'm out of the lobby council consecutively. I'm recommending in the 2016 capital budget, $56.6 million. Which is down $1.8 million from the approved 2015 capital budget. The capital budget will serve to continue, guys, slow that thing down. I'm going to do this again. The capital budget will continue to fund improvements of our sewer system, parks, public safety, and community service programs, most notably Route 9 Innovation Center. Thank you, Mr. Steve. I think we did it. Based on the current fiscal forecasting, we predict that we will end fiscal year this year with a surplus, very small. With rising costs across the board, this was no small feat. I thank my management team and again CAO and Coop for recognizing that we were headed toward a $2.5 million deficit, and we worked very hard again to make necessary cuts to keep us in the black. I was a county executive in the late 90s when we went to Wall Street, and we got from all three rating agencies the first AAA status. At that time, I think we were one of 18. We got it from Fitch, Moody's, and Standard & Poor's. Newcastle County is still only a handful of counties that have all three of these ratings. This rating allows us to fund its capital projects at the lowest available interest rates in the country, thereby saving the citizens of Newcastle County millions of dollars in the process. $12 million saving recently in examining the methodologies to reduce the county's budget, we restructured our outstanding debt. We refinanced the county's debt the day after we refinanced. The county treasury yield hit an all-time low. This astute action saved us $12 million over the next three years. I must acknowledge again my staff for its financial expertise in making the savings possible. That was perfect timing. It's with great sadness that I read across the country about pension cuts to retirees in the United States. It's with great sadness. I didn't think we were handing out the budget books until the thing was over. So now that happened. It is with great sadness that when I returned to office to find that it was only 72% funded after leaving behind in 204 one of the biggest, well, best funded pension plans in the country. Under this administration with this council, we have now fully funded the pension contributions for the last 3 years in a row. And I have to say, everything I say to I, it's we, because actually county council has to vote and approve on everything. So there's no way to sneak money without you guys approving it. So I try to change everything from I to we. And if you think I'm bragging that I did it, we'll go back and set the record straight. Under this administration, again, we have fully funded it. The county's pension function ratio right now went from 72 to 75.3 since taking office. Retiree healthcare funding has enjoyed another significant gain as well. The funding ratio for OPEP trust fund has nearly doubled from 6% to 11%, making all of us one of the best funded retiree health plans in the nation, even at 11%. This work, again, is to ensure that when a hardworking county employee staff retires, they can enjoy new hobbies and spending time with their families, not have to worry about how to make ends meet for their pensions. We have taken important steps also to strengthen our position with regards to our investments. We do not believe in taking unnecessary risk with public funds and thereby eliminating our exposure to junk bonds or derivatives. In doing so, Newcastle County has reduced both the credit risk and duration of those risks. We currently restrict fixed income investments to U.S. Treasury, government agencies, and investment-grade corporate bonds. In 2014, our investment portfolio outperformed this benchmark and gained $1 million in low-risk returns. Thank you. Now, there was one budget you remember. I didn't speak about the budget, so that's the budget. Now, we're going to talk about all the good things that the county employees have done. Joe Bryant, where are you at, Joe? You know, every morning when I go in there, I praise the police department and public safety because it's one morning I don't have to worry about a shooting or terrible crime. I can work on other problems like sewers and parks. But Joe Bryant, as our director of public safety, plays an important role in managing and implementing policies in the area of public safety relating to police, fire service, and emergency medical services, emergency communication, and emergency management. According to a study of Mayer and Erickson, internet technology and the proliferation of social networking sites has changed how terrorist organizations recruit and communicate. This development has rendered the collection of intelligence an issue for local authorities. The newest phase of terror requires a robust, decentralized intelligence gathering apparatus that reaches far beyond the usual scope of the federal government and associates intellectual agencies and brings together the expertise of manpower and brings together 18,000 local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies. And this time, I want to just thank our role officer, Mr. Kazakowski, because of the money that he has allowed us to use and purchase great technology. We are probably the best technological police department and public safety department in the country. You're going to hear about more about what we're going to do with his money in a few minutes. But it becomes imperative that the broader state and local law enforcement community create a new generation of police officers that are trained in the recognition of awareness of both traditional criminal activity as well as activity that may be nexus to terrorism. In this changing world, crime and the fear that it creates impacts all of our citizens in New Castle County. As one of our commitments to making our county an even safer place to live, work, and raise kids and families, we refuse to allow public safety to take a back seat. With this council, as the police chief of New Castle County Police Department, Colonel Elmer Setting, and his leadership team personify an ongoing attitude of dedication to excellence in public safety. Elmer, we have with him in tax at the council many of these loyal people here that attend every Tuesday, and they can speak probably better than I can on how the police department is doing, how they're using technology. They promote legal, professional, ethic values while creating and maintaining an effective and motivated police force, resulting in public trust and respect. Very important these times. After being elected and resuming office in 2012, we inherited a police department that was 56 officers below its authorized strength. This was an unacceptable impact, not only for safety, but safety of our community, and also as well as impacting the safety of our officers. We saw some problems with that. But with the support of this council, I'm proud to say that we have sworn in just over 2 years, 109 diversified and highly qualified police officers will continue to ensure the staffing remains with this council at its maximum levels to keep officers off our streets and keep the officers on our streets and in our community. This gets better, but stay with me. 2 years ago, with the outstanding leadership of Director Joe Bryant, Colonel Elmer Setting, we started an initiative within the police department to focus on the quality of life complaints, which are primarily concerns of many other residents. The Targeted Analytical Policing System, which is known as TAPS, has had a resounding impact on our quality of life calls, which are now down 8.9%. This represents 3,460 citizens that have a renewed sense of safety and security within their communities. Along with this decrease in the quality of life incidents, crime in all New Castle County communities has decreased 13.6%, which equals about 4,137 less victims. And I will tell you that we will always be partners with Wilmington. And we are in Wilmington once a week, and we believe it is a lot of our programs in that we've been preaching the last 2 years that has helped Wilmington, along with their professional police department, brag that hopefully we have seen the worst of the violent crime in the city of Wilmington. And I'm very proud of the job that our police department did in working with the city of Wilmington, because that was a very, very problematic thing for all of us. So thank you. Even with our many successes, there are still many battles to face. We have learned that the influx of heroin is the driving force behind our county property crime rate, which was increasing. To combat this in 2014, we implemented a property crime initiative. The primary goal was to provide a faster response by assigning these incidents to specifically trained police officers from the patrol division. These officers were provided advanced training and equipment, which greatly increased the probability of recovering property and making arrests. This initiative has had a dramatic effect on property crime. These are actual figures. Burglaries are reduced 26.6%. Thefts are down 5.6%. Vehicle thefts are down 8.7%. So what does this mean? There's 184,000 less victims of burglaries, 403 less victims of theft, and 62 vehicles that never got stolen. However, enforcement is not the only answer to making our county safe. Early this month, we launched a groundbreaking educational program as part of a unified effort to stop the devastating effects of heroin, along with this county council, who was involved in every aspect of it. When you get a chance, go to our heroin prevention site. It's theherointrap.com. If we can prevent our children from falling prey to this deadly drug and help those who have been battling addiction, life will be saved. We will continue to ensure that we constantly seek out new and innovative ways and initiatives to combat the changing times and crime trends. This is a fight that we cannot afford to lose. So let me move over to the leadership of Larry Tant, Esquire. I always have to remind people that Larry's also an attorney. And I think that's supposed to be a compliment, Larry. Our paramedics, I think a lot of times go unrated with the great work that they do. They provide an essential public safety service to all of Newcastle County government, responding to over 30,000 incidents last year. Our paramedics provided critical assistance to a broad range of emergency situations that over the past year has included assisting with the delivery of a baby in a parking lot of the I-95 Welcome Center. I like to hear that story. Responded to over 229 shootings and stabbings throughout Newcastle County, and tending to the needs of 50 victims of crashes involving an overturned coach tour bus that we all heard about half a year ago. Also, they are now, as a nationally accredited medical service, our paramedics rank among the top 1% of all paramedic services in the country. In fact, we have the first and only medical service in Delaware to be accredited by a commission on accreditation of ambulance service. And that, Larry Canyon, is over a lot of credit. In the emergency communication area, led by Chief Miller. Chief, where are you at? Okay, he's here somewhere. He's
working.
Okay. Chief? We implemented a peer development ladder, which, again, through this council, allowed the division to promote from within and allowed them to truly have career initiatives in the emergency communication profession, allowing for advancement, correcting pay disparity, and improving morale. Over the last 2 years, $3 million in capital was allowed to upgrade our communication radios to ensure that our first responders are equipped with the latest technology. Now, moving on to the future, people that attend TAPS are going to love this, but we're going to be creating something you're going to be hearing a lot more about only in this one police department. It's called a Fusion Center, one of a kind of information, an analytical gathering place with a primary focus on protecting the public while enabling first responders to be better informed as they respond to and mitigate emergency crises of all kinds. And I got to tell you, if you think TAPS is impressive, this thing is 10 times. It's TAPS on steroids. We have Dave Carpenter here tonight somewhere. Dave's a smart young man that we all need, and he serves as coordinator of the emergency planning and leads the Office of Emergency Management. He is in charge with preparing Newcastle County and the public to manage activities before, during, and after the impact of natural and technological disasters that protect our lives and properties within Newcastle County, which seem to be occurring more and more. So, good job with that. Talking. I don't know what page we're on, but we're about a quarter way through. We're half. We're doing good. On March 16, 2015, I received notification from County Land Use General Manager that she would be retiring. Well, it was the saddest day of our administration. We knew that Eileen only had promised us a year and a half of service, graciously had given us two. Eileen Fogartree is nationally recognized as a land use practitioner that joined our team and immediately became our shining star. Leading by example, Eileen has led the effort to transform the land use department. She has made the great inroads with Newcastle County civic, business, and nonprofit stakeholders. The ongoing dialogue that she has directed helped to shape the direction of the department's first strategic action plan. This plan is a blueprint for how Newcastle County will move forward to enhance neighborhoods, expand access to housing and transportation, bring jobs to our great county. While the plans look to the future, there's already been achievements from this document in the areas of land conservation, housing development, as well as permitting and content sensitivity design and public amenities. Utilizing a streamlined review process, Eileen and her team has also secured numerous job-rich, well-paying jobs, projected in this county. Eileen is a consummate professional and will undoubtedly be remembered as the best general manager of land use that we ever had. Please join me in a round of applause. That will be our greatest loss. Over the past several years, Special Service, led by Wayne Murray, has been working hard to continue to improve its high level of service to the county residents. The county diverse park system has been rejuvenated through improvements to our most popular parks. The Carousel and Equestrian Center has been returned to its former glory. In my first administration, is a perfect venue for well-attended programs like Sleep Under the Stars and other events that residents truly appreciate and show the pristine beauty of this unique park. Further improvements have been made or are being completed to fully utilize the Glasgow Regional Park, one of the most popular parks and most popularly attended parks in our entire system. Finally, the county is also, as a result of its council's funding last year, is in the process of reprogramming the Rockwood Mansion and Park, a truly historical gem in our park system. In addition to providing residents with top-quality recreation areas, the county has made significant improvements to the county library system. The long-awaited Claymont Library has been built, opened, and is now serving the residents in the last 2 years. Further, the county plans for the state-of-the-art, the Route 9 Library and Innovation Center, and the rehabilitation of its neighborhoods and parks is a significant step forward in rejuvenating this entire community. Now, the Special Service has efforts to improve water quality in the county through its management and county sanitary sewer system. This year, the department completed the Boyd's Corner Force Main, which allowed, I think we got two departments confused there, but nobody knows the difference. I think we got more to come back with Sophia in a second. This year's department completed the Boyd's Corner Force Main, which allowed the county to divert all of the sanitary flow from Middletown to the county water farm one treatment, which is estimated to save us $100,000 in the next 25 years.
$100 million.
Sophia Hansen, the community service manager. Where are you, Sophia? Okay. The steward of our system of libraries. Hosting over 2.6 million visits last year. I don't know how you count all that. We have seen the utilization of the Newcastle County library system continue to grow. Our challenge is to continue to study and create spaces and services that meet the changes needed of library patrons. In partnership with the Delaware Library Catalog Consortium, we continue to develop virtual library services including ebook, flip-through magazine, streaming video online, ask a librarian service, and video conferencing. Additionally, we have added coding and Minecraft programs that were designed to meet the interest of our youth. We have initiated and implemented space makers and 3D printers to our libraries. last year, our council approved $12 million for the Route 9 library. Under the leadership of this general manager, we are utilizing the Library Innovation Center and campus as a catalyst to replan, redesign, and re-envision this area. As you leave the city of Wilmington via Route 9, you enter New Castle County's new Innovation District. The name Innovation reflects the 40,000 square foot Innovation Center that we are building. This new library is designed around technology and innovation, but will also do walkability, public art, and state-of-the-art technology. The library will offer many unique features, such as a scriptorium, a vintage reading room for older adults, a wet lab, which the tweens and teens will love. That's a tongue twister. And an innovation makerspace. Our new library will also feature a sensory room for children on the various spectrum of autism. And I understand we have here tonight Teresa Avery, Executive Director of Delaware Autism. And where are you, Teresa? We would like to publicly thank you for volunteering your time and the time of your staff to make sure that we get it right with the design of this public sensory room, making it the best in the nation. The term innovation also reflects the fact that this area was part of the state, was the first in the state to offer suburban housing opportunities to African Americans. This was a great opportunity for new homeowners, but the planners lacked the vision in the design of the business quarter. This lack of vision resulted in heavy industry use, very close proximity to a walkable commercial area, and a lack of local business serving the community. This is a great opportunity for us. On May 5th, 2015, New Castle County will map go will lead a walkable tour on this corridor. Bob, you like that kind of stuff? You can be there and see all the little trails. The planning around this new icon will be comprehensive and transformational. And I promise you, we're all going to be very proud of Route 9. Carousel and Equestrian Center has also received additional and well-deserved attention. We have committed to preserving this pristine 200-acre natural area. Last year, the park was reintroduced again with public enjoyment, including fishing pond, lake, walking, hiking trails, as well as adding playground equipment and various animals on display, as well as fixing the dog park. This year, Carousel hosted the National North American Police Equestrian Conference with over 8,000 attendees. And I'd like to thank Regina Marina, wherever she is, for all her. We have opened that up to the entire county, and we keep saying that the city is in the county, and they're all city parks, too. And she has made the attendance out there very diverse and very usable, and I recommend everybody to come out to Timmy Park and see what was Councilman Clark before that, but they kind of share the middle of it, I think. Rockwood Museum and Park has been recognized as one of the county's hidden treasures. And with this council, we've increased the resources in order to address the historical preservation and building renovation to keep the building from falling down again, along with preserving the many artifacts and collections material belonging to Rockwood Museum. After nearly 6 years, New Castle County was excited to open its Section 8 waiting list in February. The demand is so high for these programs that we were only able to take 500 names. But due to careful budget planning and oversight, New Castle County's Section 8 program will begin housing these individuals by this spring. HUD has designated, and I don't have to tell everybody in this room how important housing is and the need that it's become. HUD has designated New Castle County Section 8 Housing Choice Voucher Program a high-performing agency for the 12th consecutive year in a row. This is due to the meticulous work of the county Section 8 team, and I thank you. Under the leadership of our county attorney, who is Benoit Pepicott, there he is, and assistant county attorney, or assistant County Solicitor Darrell Parson. The Office of Law provided county government with very highly qualified legal representation throughout the year. The county attorney has developed the most diverse law office in Newcastle County's history, probably in Delaware's history. They have protected our county by ensuring the proper utilization of land. On a daily basis, the Office of Law protects the resources of this county, displaying the professional ethical standards, second to none. Bob. Risk Manager Cheryl McDonough, where are you at, Cheryl? Her and her staff have created and implemented many important initiatives resulting in significant cost savings. Most state and local governments are facing rising health care costs. Newcastle County employees and retirees have premium level leverage coverage. In an effort to continue to offer these levels of benefits in 2014, we renegotiated the medical and pharmaceutical contracts and bundled them all together. This cost savings will allow Newcastle County to continue to offer premium benefits to our employees. We expect the savings will allow us to hold the line on premium increases. Since 2012, the Department of Risk Management has worked to provide the quality care for our injured workers. We have eliminated the old concept of us versus them. They have to get attorneys every time. Risk Management has implemented cost savings while keeping the injured employees care at the top of her priorities and her team. Newcastle County has returned, the return to work program has reduced the overall lost time ratio to less than 1%. In an effort to prevent injured workers from getting trapped into addiction and painkillers, we initiated an abuse due to injury. We have put in place measures to prevent narcotic abuse due to injuries. Our in-house care management allows us to open communications between Newcastle County and our employees, thus reducing litigation costs. She's done a great job. Christine Dunney, I'm not sure where you are, but Christine Dunney is our Human Resource Manager. Christine is our Chief Human Resource Officer, maintaining an ongoing attitude of dedication to excellent public service as she directs and manages the Human Resource Department in Newcastle County. She and her staff has ensured quality service in major human resource functions of the administration, a centralized personnel system, attracting and retaining productive, qualified employees, negotiating and administering collective bargaining agreements, maintaining competitive wage benefits and classification systems, payroll, time, and attendance functions, and administering the pension and benefit programs. As a result of the use of the recruitment, equal opportunity, and diverse policies, they have all been internalized. There has been a 30% increase in applications processed by Human Resources. A county-sponsored career fair was also very successful, held at our Garfield Park location. We need to also recognize our Chief Minister of Service, Tony Gardner. Tony, where are you at? Somebody that we got from DuPont's, and recognize his staff for developing several key initiatives to reduce the operating costs of the county. I'm getting on here, Mr. President. I'm trying to be as quick as I can. I'm getting old.
You're doing
fine. I know. You say amen when you're in church, and I just sit down. I can't amen yet, but I'm getting close. In an effort to standardize and increase proficiency of all procurement activities, the office worked with Newcastle County Council, with this council, to amend the code to shift the responsibility of contract construction from Social Services to the Office of Administrative Services. Although there's a lot of challenges ahead, the Office of Procurement continues to refine metrics that track savings, local suppliers, and diverse spending. Total savings for the fiscal year was approximately $2 million. Newcastle County has continued to deplete our surplus property by utilizing gov deals and online auction service providers. Since its inception, service surplus was generating approximately $1 million. We purchased additional outreach opportunities to increase education on how to do business in Newcastle County, especially with our minority and women-owned business, and you, Mr. President, been involved in most of that and doing it all.
Again, the
President. Antonio Prado, over here. Now, he has done a fabulous job as Director of Communications, serving as a media representative and liaison for ensuring a consistent voice and images for Newcastle County. By creating our own NCCTV, which has blossomed into a station filled with local content and people that highlight the functions of county government as well as its residents and its community. Press conferences are now regularly taped and shown on this TV show to inform the public of such important things as police investigations, community outreach, and members of county council appear on NCCTV to discuss pending legislation. And you know, you have an opportunity of about a million people seeing it, 850 on Verizon and 550 on Comcast. Under the direction of communications, the county has tripled its following on Facebook, Twitter, and has ventured into the realm of Instagram and other tools to highlight the county news and information. So you've done a good job, Tony. Thank you. As you know, Newcastle County is comprised of two-thirds of the state's population, nearly two-thirds of the state's economic activity. We thought it best to lead the charge and create the first-ever comprehensive development plan in the state of Delaware. Marcus Henry, where are you? Marcus, stand up, take a bow. Marcus took on a very tough challenge to bring together in the county's Office of Economic Development, working diligently to include businesses in the process of as many as possible, which was achieved through numerous focus groups. With the assistance from nationally recognized consultant firms, Newcastle County was able to unveil the first ever comprehensive economic development mapping out the county potential. And that's a very valuable tool, I can tell you, for going forward. The finished plan provides a competitive assessment of the county as a productive and highly competitive economic development marketplace. The plan includes an analysis of the strengths and the weaknesses of Newcastle County, a target industry analysis identifying the growth areas, the demographic shifts, the short-term goals, our long-term opportunities, and a strategic action plan detailing specific steps to bring new jobs and strength to our economy, working very close with the state and the city of Wilmington on that. We anticipate that the implementation of this plan will yield financial benefits to the county for years to come. And Marcus, you did a fabulous job with that, as well as mention for a minute the close relationship we all have with our longshoremen of Port of Wilmington. I don't know if Mr. Ash or Mr. Harris are here tonight, but they're responsible for bringing to us and exploring the possibility of their vision to expand Port of Wilmington to the shores of the Delaware River, and it has been anticipated that as a widening of the Panama Canal, these smaller ships will want and need a port such as the one that they're visioning. Cargo coming ashore in Wilmington can be transported on I-95 to New York, Washington, D.C., and all East Coast in a matter of minutes. It can travel on intricate rail systems that lead from the port after the former GM plant. We recently had an encouraging meeting from federal officials from the president's office to look at the land. They thought it was one of the best opportunities in the country. We think that it just ended. It's getting close here. We think when you think boldly and take some risk, the dividends will pay off. By thinking big about the economic development plan and the port, we put ourselves in a position to create not just thousands of jobs, but jobs with livable wages that once again allow people to buy homes, cars, making it possible for Newcastle County again to thrive. In the meantime, we will stay with a lean budget, and I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to me for probably the longest I've ever done, 50 minutes. And I want to thank your council, and thank you, Mr. President, members of council, for your time and attention. May God, and we're not trying to stay in my lane now, may God bless each of you and grant you the patience and wisdom needed to now proceed with your work to approve this budget. Thank you very much, and have a good evening.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Mr. County Executive. I also want to thank everyone for coming and recognize also State Representative Mike Ramon and City Council Member Darius Brown. Let's give them a hand for being here as well. Now entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion adjourned.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. We'll take a short break. 10-minute break. We'll reconvene. They will. The heat.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
I was trying not to push you.
I was going to sleep.